Hello everyone. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Naren Mulugu. I am the middle child of a Hindu family of five, and my hometown is Hyderabad. And for now, I am the only believer in my family, and I've attended Hillview for the last 1 year. Today, I would like to share with you all my story of how I got to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Growing up in a Hindu family, I was very obedient to my parents, and I religiously followed my family's traditions and worshipped idols. From a very young age, I would do all that was expected by the Hindu gods to accept me. I would burn incense, offer fruits and flowers, and on special occasions, I would also fast. I was very much interested in mythological stories from the Ramayana, Mahabharata, and would frequently attend Hindu programs and also volunteer at local temples. But as I grew older, in my early teens, I stopped accepting whatever was told to me and I started asking questions. I would ask questions to my family and elders on if God is all-knowing and all-powerful and if he is loving, why would there be any evil and suffering in this world? How can all my wrongdoings be erased by just performing some ritual? I did not get any convincing answers for any of my questions back then, but I started slowly distancing myself from this meaningless idol worships. However, I could not even conclude that there wasn't God. There was so much order in the universe and everything was connected to everything else. So I had an intuition that there had to be something outside the universe which was still sustaining and which would interact with us through prayers. And I also realized the meaninglessness of life if there wasn't God. All of us are essentially waiting to die, and in grand scheme of things, whatever we do really wouldn't matter if there is no God. By the time I reached my high school, I became an agnostic, and all I wanted to do was have a life in which I would do good and be good. My logic was, if there is God, he would expect me to be good. If there is no God, I lived a good life. So it's win in both ways. But the only issue with this is I did not know what was right and wrong. So I had to define it for myself. And this was a problem. I kept lowering my standards of good. And the things that were first not so acceptable to me slowly started becoming acceptable as it pleased me. So even though for the entire world I was a good person, but I know deep down that I wasn't. In 2013, I moved to Chennai from my hometown, Hyderabad, and for my college. And coming into college, my goal was to make a lot of money and to enjoy all the pleasures that I could. And slowly, with all the freedom that I had in my college, I started making friends that were not very helpful and also got into very dangerous habits. I remember my pride, and I would just persecute Christians. Once I remember one of my Christian classmates was hanging out with us, and I started darting questions at him about his faith to a point that he was in tears. Around the same time, I also became friends with someone from a club that I was part of, and this person was different. Once I was sick, during the exam week, and all my high school friends were busy in their preparation, but this friend of mine was generous enough to offer me food and coconut water. This was very touching to me. I really experienced a genuine love from someone, and I started hanging out more with him. And one fine day, we just started talking, and he asked me, what do you think happens once we die, or what do you think is the meaning of your life? And questions of this nature, and I yapped for like 2 to 3 hours into the night. He patiently listened to all I had to say, and the next day, he and one of his other friends started pushing back on my worldview. They really made me understand that I had certain assumptions about God and reality, and that led me to the conclusion that I was in. And then they offered me if I wanted to know what does God have to say about all of these questions from the Bible. And being an open-minded, curious person, I accepted their offer and I started reading the Bible with them. So for months following that, I would discuss all sorts of topics of how Bible is even reliable for me to trust it. And they told me about the doctrine of creation, about who Jesus is, what sin is. And I just intellectually started listening to all of them. And one thing I found interesting was whatever they told me, they corroborated it with their scriptures from the Bible. And eventually I slowly started attending their campus events and other hangouts, and I got to know people in church at a very personal level. This made me understand that these group of people were genuinely interested in me, and they honestly wanted to follow and care for, follow their God, be true to their book, and they were also very loving people. And further, I understood that they also were very generous in serving their community and also people out who are in need. Eventually, as I got closer to them, I confessed them my sins. And unlike my worldly friends, they did not justify me, but they offered me a hope. They told me that they had similar past and how Jesus was able to rescue them and redeem them. This gave me hope, and I wanted to become more like them because my goal was really to be good and do good, right? After, like, in the process of 1 to 2 years of me attending church and engaging with these Christians, I understood that I was a sinful man and I need a savior. But making this decision was not easy for me. Once I remember telling my parents that I went to my elder's house for Christmas lunch, and they cautioned me saying that be careful, otherwise Christians are going to convert you to become a Christian. So I, from the very beginning, knew that my parents were not all excited about me going to church. And for me to really make an informed decision, I started to investigate and also seek what the Hindu religion has to say, because that is what my family believed in. And soon I noticed that all the Hindu preachers really tell how to live a good life, how to be in harmony with one another. And to the best of my understanding, their essential doctrine is that all religions are the same and everything leads to the same God. And for me, this was a contradiction, because every religion claims to be the one true religion, so how could all of them simultaneously be true? So I rejected that proposition, and for me, either Christianity is true or nothing is true. And I know that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. In this state of confusion, I was comforted by Matthew 7:7, which says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. And I was sincerely praying and earnestly seeking God to show me the truth. On one Friday afternoon, I was paired with a Muslim lab mate of mine who was murmuring something, and out of curiosity, I asked him what he was really doing. And he told me that he was praising Allah to be the most generous, merciful, and also he was praising that he was just and righteous. And I asked him, if Allah is most just and righteous, then he should punish a sinner. But if he is most loving and merciful, then he should forgive a sinner. How does your God accomplish this? He did not have an answer, but then it stuck to me that in John 3:16, Jesus says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. At this point, I was convinced that Jesus would be my God, and I was willing to accept Christ as my savior. After making this decision to follow Christ, I had to move back to my hometown, Hyderabad, after my college. Here, I had to face several persecutions from my family, and I had to give an account of the hope that I had in Christ, according to 1 Peter 3:15. But no matter how sound my logic was, my family would just dismiss me, saying that I'm brainwashed and manipulated. But God was faithful. Like from 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Although I was not able to attend church for like 4 years in Hyderabad, I moved to the US for my grad school, and in 2022 I moved to LA and I was able to practice my faith. In 2025, I moved to the Bay Area, and soonly after I started attending Hillview. I was really encouraged to meet brothers and sisters who are very loving and who had great knowledge about the scriptures, and I had desired this. And I was encouraged to by many of my Friday night Bible study people to attend STEP this summer. But not having a permanent job in the Bay Area and dedicating my time to do STEP throughout the summer was a big ask, and it was foolishness in the eyes of my family. So I had to really pray and commit my future into God's hand, and I enrolled in STEP, and God was faithful to me. And although I didn't pursue finding a job to the extent I could, God has been faithful and blessing me with a job just last week. So praise God for that. In conclusion, I really want to encourage you all, no matter where you are in your lives, that God is a good father who knows to give good gifts, and he is someone who is reliable. So thank you so much for this opportunity.